Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Taylor Swift has gone too far as the Swifties are concerned. So, $1,000 concert tickets? No problem. The worst merch collection of any artist? Whatever. But asking them to rent the Eras Tour movie at home for $20? Absolutely not. So Taylor's new Eras Tour movie hit Prime yesterday, and the rental price is her favorite number, $19.89, so $19.89. And I'm like, well, dang, well, I wish she'd been born in $9.99. That would have been great. And Swifties are starting to feel like she's preying on the fandom. Like, we've spent so much money on this woman in the last year that renting the movie for nearly $20 feels like a lot. So now reports are coming out on social media that the film set a new record for being the most pirated movie in less than 24 hours.
Oh, I bet.
Swifties do up a record. Uh-huh. But on Twitter yesterday, people were just freely sharing Google Drives with it linked in there. They were sharing where you could find it for free. I mean, they were taking pride in something they could literally go to jail for.
So I'm curious, what is the comparison? Because I can't remember the last time I bought a movie to stream. Like, what is the average movie cost when it comes out? Like the Barbie movie, how much did that cost to stream?
If you buy it, or you rent it?
No, if you buy it. Huh?
Or if you just buy it?
No. Like, it was in the movies, and now it's available for you to purchase to stream. How much does it cost?
$20?
$20?
Yeah. Like, $20. $20. But you don't truly get to keep it. Like, if the streaming service splits the rights, you lose the movie. But it's yours to watch as many times as you want. Rentals are, like, $3.99, uh-huh. $5.99, that sort of thing.
Gotcha. So, it's an average price then, right?
Well, when Barbie came out, it was $20. And even I felt like that was a little steep. Yeah. But I rented a movie a couple of weeks ago. It was just, like, a rom-com called The Other Zoe. I think it was, like, $3.99 to rent. Which, okay, fair that Taylor Swift the Eras Tour is a bigger deal, but like $20 to only watch it for 24 hours is kind of crazy.
Now, is Eras Tour still in theaters? Because I will say, if it's one of those ones that hits theaters and then they release it early, the streaming, those are like $35. Because I've shelled that out for a couple like Disney movies or Marvel or something because I didn't want to go to the theaters. And I felt like that was appropriate because I would have spent that on tickets.
I didn't realize this is to rent.
Yeah, 24 hours.
To rent?
Oh, yes, to hours. Rent. So you don't get to buy it. I think Swifties would have been fine, like $20 to keep it forever, whatever. I think they're upset that you only get, like, you know, 48 hours to watch it for $20.
Oh, no. Uh-huh. Yeah, no.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
And I know she added some songs or whatever, like she always does, to entice people. Like, the formula is formulating. but that's ridiculous.
I think today is the day. Today is the day we realize that Taylor Swift is greedy and a bad person.
I don't know if
she's
your
capitalist queen.
She is the capitalist queen. She's the only billionaire I'll deal with. But yeah, Swifties are not happy. So yeah, if you're thinking about pirating the movie, don't. It's illegal. So please don't.
Oh, I thought you were gonna be like, send it to me.
I'm so paranoid. I'm not even watching it.
Are you serious?
I'm not clicking on any of it. I don't want to be involved in any kind of like Swiftie SWAT scheme where the SWAT team's gonna bust down the Burt Show studio door and be like, I don't even watch it. And then I'm gonna go to jail.
Your generation is weak. You would have never survived in the LimeWire Napster era.
Never. Never.
No.
You know, Taylor's so nice, though. I tell you what, she will knock on everybody's door that complains. She will find them. She will show up at their house and go, I'm really sorry. Here's your $20 back.
No, she doesn't give a crap anymore. She is in her IDGAF era.
to talk about Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. It's your breaking Tavis news now on The Burt Show.
Well, Travis Kelce should be very happy that Swifties are ready to spend money because on the New Heights podcast, Jason and Travis spoke about how well their jerseys are selling in the United Kingdom. Jason shared that he came in second in total overall jersey sales to his brother. He's like, there must be a lot of Swifties in England that are accidentally buying Jason's jersey thinking, oh, well, this is Kelce. Oh. Or they're at least trying to support Taylor Swift's boyfriend's brother.
I don't put this on Taylor. I don't put this on Travis. But, you know, for our homework, we have to go through and find out what's going on in pop culture. And the number one trending thing yesterday was, or yet the day before, picture of Travis and Taylor kissing.
Yeah!
That was it.
That's it.
That's it.
That was it. Just a smooch.
That was it.
That's what people do when they date.
That was it.
Okay.
It was cute as hell.
Number one news story in the world.
Because they were at a Christmas party in Kansas City, right?
Yeah, they went to one of those miracle pop-up bars, and we got to see a photo of them being all coupley. It was really cute. All right, Oprah's opening up about the women she was pressured to cast for The Color Purple. I'll tell you what pop icon we could have seen in the movie on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.